Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, August 9, 2016. I'm Tungameli Nkomo, and my co-host, Tatenda Gumbo, will be joining me shortly. Tonight, we are talking about government efforts to clamp down on social media use. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us directly on the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution live on air. And we are also streaming live on Facebook and on our websites. That's voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, as well as on voashona.com. Zimbabwe is a nation on edge. Many people fed up with President Robert Mugabe's leadership are venting on social media, calling on the 99-year-old leader to step down and allow for a leadership renewal. But Mr. Mugabe and his ZANU-PF apparatus, including the military, are pushing back. The government has now crafted a law called the Computer Crime and Cyber Bill that critics say is targeting social media users, such as Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the hashtag movement, who has been urging a peaceful protest via Facebook, Twitter, and other such platforms. And yesterday, Army Commander Constantine Chiwenga said the army was disturbed by what he says is abuse of social media by Zimbabweans, and he vowed a crackdown, also saying the government should come up with a law to crack down on social media abusers. Emakhaya lingaba lijona njani ikudibana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection, lapho esikhangela khona indaba eziphathelane labasakhulayo. Kodwa udaba esiluphathayo lamhlanje alukhangelananga labasakhulayo kuphela, kodwa lukhangelane lozulu nje jikelele. Udaba lokusetshenziswa kobulembu be-internet, abantu besebenzisa isigxingi esifana lamafoni, omakhalekhukhwini, kumbe ama-tablets, kumbe ama-laptop, ama-computer, esingathi i-social media. Uhulumende uthi uyakhathazeka kakhulu ngokusetshenziswa kwe-social media ngabantu eZimbabwe. Abantu abafana labo Ivan Mawarire, lizakhumbula ukubana uMawarire usebenzisa ikakhulu inkundla ye-Facebook lenkundla ye-Twitter, lapho athumeza khona, aposta khona ama-video ekhuthaza abantu ukuthi bekhonone, betshengisele ngokuthula. Uhulumende uthi lo ngumkhuba omubi, yinto engalunganga, ikutshotshozela abantu. Ngakho sebhala umthetho ozajezisa abantu abenza kanjalo. Vatereri, kusangana kumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa cha munofarira zvikuru, chirongwa chevechidiki. Nasi uno tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushandiswa kwesocial media muZimbabwe. Mucharangarira kuti mazuva mashoma apfuura, tirikungonzwa hurumende ichigunun'una nekushandiswa kwesocial media neruzhinji rweZimbabwe. Hurumende vari kuti ivo veruzhinji vakuita mabasa asina tsarukano, asina kunaka pasocial media, zvikuru sei kushiropodza vamugave, kushiropodza hurumende yavo. Saka vari kuti izvi hazvina kunaka. Naizvozvo pane mutemo uyu unonzi iwo Computer Crime and Cyber Bill, wakugadzirwa nehurumende. Asi hurumende iyo iri kuramba kuti mutemo uyu wakanangana nekuita crackdown, kana kuti kusunga, kushungurudza vanhu vanenge vachishoropodza, vachishora vamugave pasocial media. asi veruzhinji vanoti hongo izvi zvakanangana nekushungurudza nekushunga vanhu ava saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi nyaya yesocial media takaonazve mukuru mukuru wemauto nezuro vachiwenga vachiti ivo havazi kufara zvachose semauto nekushandiswa kwesocial media ingava WhatsApp ingava Facebook ingava Twitter neruzhinji rweZimbabwe vari kuti havazi kufara zvachose nekuti vanhu vari kushandisa masocial media iyi vari kuita mabasa asina zvakanaka vachishora ZANU-PF vachishoropodza vamugave vachiwenga vanoti zve shandisai social media kukwazisana kutumirana mashoko michato mashoko asinei nekunyomba asi munobvumirana nazvo here muri yeZimbabwe is it proper for the government to regulate social media kulungile yini nokuthi uhulumende afake imigoqo kudaba lokusetshenziswa kwe-social media and my co-host Tatenda Gombo, the one and only, is now here.
Ndashika Ntunga.
Gombo. Ndangananzane kutaurisa.
Anditi. But as Ntunga, as you were saying, this proposed bill called the Computer Crime and Cyber Bill, there's one section, of course, Ntunga, that will relate to the issue of social media. And according to the Sunday Mail, this particular section, Ntunga, it says, any person who unlawfully and intentionally generates, possesses, and distributes an electronic communication with the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, threaten, bully, or cause emotional distress, degrade, humiliate, or demean the person of another person using a computer system or information system shall be guilty of an offense and liable on conviction to a fine not exceeding level 10 or imprisonment not exceeding 5 years or both.
Indeed, and we must say that we spoke to Information Communication Technology, Postal and Courier Services Minister Super Mandwanzira earlier, and he was very vociferous in his denial that this bill has nothing to do with cracking down on the on social media, but. As much as we may want to give him the benefit of the doubt, I'd like to read again from the Sunday Mail, which says two more legislation pieces. The Electronic Transaction and Electronic Commerce Bill and the Data Protection Bill are also being fine-tuned by the government. Mr. Mandwanzira said the Computer Crime and Cyber Bill is meant to, you know, protect, you know, online consumers, online buyers, you know, people who use e-commerce. But there is a bill that has to do with that, and it's called the Electronic Transaction and Electronic Commerce Bill. In other words, I don't think Mr. Minister Mandwanzira was being very honest about the intentions of this bill, because clearly we have the Electronic Transaction and Electronic Commerce Bill, which the government is said to be fine-tuning. And e-commerce really falls under that bill.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Ntunga, let's get into it. I'm hearing that we have some of our guests. Let's start off with our Skype guest, Farai Muvuti. He's based in the United Kingdom and he's a ZANU-PF member. Farai, I hope that you'll be able to hear us. I know we're having audio issues, Ntunga, with our Skype feed, but let's hope that things will work out. How are you, Farai?
Yes, Farai Muvuti. He's based in the United Kingdom and he's a ZANU-PF member. Farai, I hope that you'll be able to hear us. I know we're having
all we are hearing is a replay.
How are you, Farai?
I am great. Thank you for having me on the show, guys. Thank you yet again for having me.
Farai Muvuti. He's based in the United Kingdom.
I know I'm 10 seconds delayed, by the way.
Okay, I think we might have to adjust that because it's you can't hear us as well as we'd like you to.
How are you, Farai?
I am great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, we'll get back.
Farai, we'll have to, you know, switch you off. We'll call you back because clearly, I mean, we are not hearing each other very well. Mm-hmm. Who else do we have on the line?
We have Denzel Mushonga and...
There's a story about Denzel Mushonga. Denzel Mushonga is a dancehall artist. Mm-hmm. He has a new single. Says Zimbabwe, rise up and build your nation. Mm-hmm. Before we talk to Farai, let's hear that music.
Mount Zion music. Mushimi say, rise up, Zimbabwe. Rise up, Zimbabwe, no fear till we build the nation. Rise up, Zimbabwe. Rise up, Zimbabwe, no fear till we build the nation. We never dreamt of black on black oppression. No brutality to build a nation. We never dreamt of black on black oppression. No brutality to build a nation. Never underestimate your power, you the people. No matter you are black or white, here we are equal. Taneta never knew then you are no go nyeba baba. Kushikarine kochi chimbo chema baba. Suvarine munuwaro. Asinyike makati payat bata chibaro. Utanyiriri kurwa takunge tiri vafaro. Uponda na pache duto shika kupitidaro. Misozi yangu shikarini ichierera. Rimwana weva sinda saran gori nyerera. Babo akatorwa nenyiko jeza kutichengeta. Mari yati china tango sarane mapepa. Rino riziva kuti zvino rwadza. Tinoedza asine kuoma zvino tata. Uori wakata intati sei humonyata. Aungambo kova iwe usina kubata bata. Rise up Zimbabwe. Rise up Zimbabwe. No fear till we build the nation.
Rise up, Zimbabwe. That's the music of Mashe. Beautiful song, conscious reggae music, conscious dancehall music. Mashe, ndepi mwana mai?
What do you say, Baba?
Tiri kunakirwa. Shamari ne music yako iyi. Zviri kufamba here kuHarare uko?
KuHarare zviri kufamba zvinenge zvingonetsa but zvinenge zvingokiyakiya kudaro.
I know. Masi, tell us about your song, man. You are saying, rise up, Zimbabwe. Rise up, let's build the nation. We never dreamt of black-on-black oppression, on brutality to build the nation. These are conscious lyrics. What are you talking about?
All right, we are just talking about the current situation that is in Zimbabwe right now. You know, like when people are fighting each other instead of building the nation, we need to build the nation instead of fighting each other. So I'm just speaking to the people, raise your voices, instead of fighting, yeah.
So what goes on in your mind, Mashi, kana uchiona nyaya yekushandiswa kwe social media? I know you are, you know, you are an artist, you are a young people, you use social media so much. What goes on in your mind when you hear the, you know, commander of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, the commander of the military, you know, saying that people should stop? You know, kushandisa social media zvisinakunaka. And, you know, obviously talking about people like Ivan Mawarire, who has been calling for protests, but without necessarily, you know, saying people should do so violently. He has been very categorical that people should demonstrate peacefully.
I think it's just the issue that when somebody says his own idea, and when somebody is also against that idea, the thing is sometimes people feel like they are now against each other or something. That's where the peace where we don't find peace and things like that. But I think, okay, first of all, I think social media for us, like our own, our generation, like the current generation right now, that's the platform we express what we feel and what we want to do. But I don't think even Mawarire was wrong in anything he did, because sometimes I follow his posts. He talks about what's happening, corruption, abduction, stuff like that. That is what is actually happening in Zimbabwe right now. But he's trying to say, he's sending a message to the Zimbabwean people.
I'm sorry, we have lost Mashi there. We will be trying to reconnect with him. Nevertheless, we are not short of guests. We have a friend of the show on the line, and that's lawyer Dewa Mavinga. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, family, and how are you guys?
We're doing well. Thanks for joining us. Just as we get into the topic, what's your take on this proposed bill that seems to be sort of a clampdown on social media users?
Well, it is a misguided approach by a government that is only familiar with one response to dissent and criticism, which the response has been to use force to silence people, to put them in a framework where they can only, you know, receive information from one particular source. So you would find that 36 years after independence, we still have one television station in the country and severely controlled, you know, airwaves. And now when people are trying to talk to each other on social media, government is clamping down because they do not want people to really enjoy, you know, freedom of expression and media freedom, freedom of association. So what is happening now is an attack on the messenger, and not necessarily a way to address the genuine issues that have been raised by citizens who have to use, you know, modern methods of communication to propagate their ideas. But there is nothing new about criticism of the government of Zimbabwe. You would know that earlier on, several years back in music, people like singers like Thomas Mapumo criticized the government for corruption and other things through their songs. Some of the songs were banned on radio. Now what we see is that whenever there is criticism, the response by the government is to ban. And I think the most worrying thing here is now the emergence and the involvement of the security forces in civilian and political affairs. This should not happen. It's a violation of the Constitution of Zimbabwe.
Thank you there.
Likweta omnumzana Dewa Mavinga uyakusola ke okwenziwa nguhulumende imithetho le abazama ukuyibumba ukubopha kumbe ukuhlukuluza abantu abathumelana imbiko engaba ichotoza umgabe kumbe uhulumende wakhe singathi i-social media. I-social media zinkundla ezifana lapho WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram lezinye ezinjalo njalo. Mr. Yanzi, we have on the line now Farai Mavuti. We have reconnected with him. That's Farai Mavuti, a ZANU-PF activist in England. Farai, let's go straight into it. You are a young person, and I'm sure you also use social media. What do you make of government's intentions to clamp down on people who use social media?
Yeah, I think there should be a proper articulation of what government's position actually is. I think the wrong word to use is clamp down, because there's no suggestion of a particular clamp down, as long as the usage of the internet or usage of social media is legal. If you look at, I'm currently based in the UK, and you guys are currently in Washington. There are actually cyber acts and cyber laws that ensure that the manner that you use social media, it does not infringe or incite terrorism, incite violent acts on another, whereby one's rights are infringed or civil liberties are infringed. And all government is doing, by the way, earlier you mentioned, I need to, because I heard you earlier mention the fact that you had Supermondiwa Nzira, the Honorable Supermondiwa Nzira on the show. And you alluded to the fact that he may have been dishonest with the truth. He may have been economical with the truth with regards to the intent of the bill. But let me say this. This bill had been tabled. This bill was due to be tabled in beyond October 2015. Anyone in the tech world in Zimbabwe would tell you that there was a large consultation with the fraternity that deals with technology in our country as to ascertain how best to deal with cyberspace criminality. And this consultation extended to the SADC region, actually co-signed by the EU. There has been consultation. And as with any law, a bill does not just happen overnight. The timing may be suspicious, but the law, by fact, and by virtue of listening and reading into the technical fraternity in Zimbabwe, you'd realize that this law was due to be tabled a very long time ago. However, this law was encompassing, earlier you mentioned to the Electronification Act, where you deal with debit cards and so forth. That law is specific to one area. When you talk about cyber law, you're talking about an encompassing law. You're talking about child pornography in the purchasing, in the production of it, in the distribution of it. You're talking about financial criminality, which spans beyond debit card and credit card. And the problem with our law in Zimbabwe over the years is that when you look at the Roman statutes, it looks at common law without looking at the transition or the continuous evolution of society. And in any society, as is the case with the UK and America where you are, when people begin to use a particular device, be it a phone, the number has to determine a framework that enables government to be able to ensure that in our social mobility, in how we are using that particular a device or infrastructure or system or network, we do it in a way in which we don't infringe each other's civil liberties. To the extent that at times we may even incite or sponsor terrorist activity. So to answer your question with regards to social media, yes, I do use social media, and I don't read anything in accordance to even what you suggested, apart from the things that you did leave out, which are very critical to mention, that no action would be taken without a court order, without a warrant. So if there is reason that a law enforcement agency suspects one for inciting violence or inciting terrorist activity, they have to justify it to the courts before gaining permission to ascertain or take the data content, to analyze the data from my device, your device, or anyone's device for that matter. So I think there has been a history of misinformation when it comes to dealing with legalities of our country, which I think media should begin to take responsibility for that and stop causing unnecessary mayhem.
Well, Farai, you know as much as I do that, when you talk about the rule of law, when you talk about the police getting a court order, that's never always the case. In many cases, police going out of their way, doing stuff, illegal stuff, seizing people's stuff without, such warrants. We'll be coming back to you. We have callers on the line. Farai, we'll be coming back to you. Just chill out.
We'll
we have
right
a caller on the
you.
Line. Who do we have?
Ntunga, we have a caller, Fungai Garikai in Harare, Kuhetcliff. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
We are doing okay. Thank you for joining us this evening. What's your take on our topic we have on the discussion?
My contribution is they might view it as abusing social media platform because they want to hide much of the put to the general public. These people are the very same people who are destroying our economy, who don't want us to know what should be done and what should not be done. So they are planning to introduce FOSA in a hidden way. In other words, I can say people are not misusing social media platform, but they are airing out their views. And these views that we are now airing to them, they don't want us to say to them, and that's what they don't want to hear. The main thrust of them trying to come up with all these bills and the laws that they are planning to do is a way of hiding the truth from the general.
Thank you so much, Mkoma Fungai. We appreciate your contribution.
Vama Vinga, before we go back to Farai, manzwazwa angazwi chitaura na Farai kungira ndugu mungada kupindira ipapo.
Naiti kamini uyu mukomana uyu igwete here akuzwa zvemutemo anozvidzira kupi? Anozvidzira kuzvemutemo.
Ameno mungambvunzi.
Ndote kutanga iye kakuku England kwaari iko. Anoziva here kuti commander of the defense forces of the UK aronzani zita rake. Kuzimbabwe vana chiwenga vana vachipinda nyaya dzavasingazivi vachitaura nyaya dzesocial media kuda kupindira nyaya dzewhatsapp vanozviziva kuzvewhatsapp facebook zvino zvecyber warfare ndokuti kudii ikoko varoda kushandisa mashoko makuru ekuda kuvhundusira vanhu kuti kushoropodza hurumende nekushoropodza ZANU PF ndoinonzi terrorism iyoyo vakainzwa kupi terrorism yakadaro zvino ngatirege kuita zvekutamba unoziva kuti uyu Farai gata zvaanoziva kana zvekuti azvi mutemo kana asiri gweta gaafa taura zvemutemo waasiri kuziva kuti kubva kupi chiripo ndechekuti kuzimbabwe hurumende inoshandisa mutemo kubatirira nekudzvinyirira vanhu inoti kana ichinge yavhundutsirwa yaakufunga kuti simba rava kuenda yomhanya kunogadzira zvemitemo zvekuti ibatire vanhu zvokuti hanzi yeye hakuchisina zvewhatsapp hakuchisina zvefacebook kana kuti kudii vanhu vanofanira kusununguka nekuti bumbiro remutemo riripo iko zvino ra2018 rinotaura kuti munhu nemunhu ane kodzero dzizere dzekunge ari pamasaisai pamhepo achitaura nekupawo pfungwa dzake nekugamuchirawo nekutaura nevamwe vake pasina kuvhundusirwa kana pachinge paitika mhosva mitemo iripo nechekare inobata mhosva idzodzo kwete kuti kana mufundisi vamawarire vangoti ngatibvunzei hurumende kuti ko huori muchapedza riiniko zvotonzvisungai vanhu ngavapinde mujeri vataura ndezvipi zvemiriongo zvavataura ipapo hapana but dambudziko ratinaro mutungamiri nderekuti masoja edu utungamiri hwavo nemapurisa achona vari muhomwe yezanu pf vanenge vachiita zvinhu zvebato havasi kuita zvinhu zvebumbiro remutemo vanofanira kuzviregedza izvozvo asi chikuru chinofanira kuitwa apa ndechekudai kana tichitaura kuti kuvandudzwa
kwemutemomkomadewa just hold on one moment because tine break yeriri kuuya just to give Farai just 45 seconds just to respond. Farai, go ahead.
Yeah, but back in high school at Cholocho, we had this saying in the debate club. It wasn't a saying, it was just an English word, grandiloquence. But we would put it in a lighter way and say, one would have communicated a lot, but it says nothing, have said nothing. And I that's what I could put to my fellow gentleman here, my fellow peer here, because what he's targeting is my personality rather than the issue that I debate, which shows a bankruptcy of actual information. He has not said anything informative here. So I'll use my 47 seconds, which I think I've used enough, trying to barrage a guy who is almost irrelevant to the subject matter that we're trying to attack. The issue of fact here is this. There's always context to everything that is said. It was being said at a...
Okay, Farai, hold your horses. We'll take a short break. To our radio listeners, it's a good night. But we are streaming on Facebook. And on our websites, voashona.com, voandebele.com, and voazimbabwe.com. Lingaika chana abale internet, abe radio. Siza hlangana kusasa kona ba Good Life Talk. Our guests, please do stay on the line.